Hey nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top-secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Ken Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome to the greatest holiday tradition of all time, just a little bit early this year. It's a Geek Cave Podcast Geek Gift Guide. Say that three times fast. I'm Darren.
That. I'm Justin.
And I'm Chad.
And, of course, this is not the normal time we do this, but with the U.S. Postal Service having some weird shipping deadlines this year, we figured better get this out in front of you now rather than later. And also, it's a good opportunity to remind you one more time to donate to our Extra Life Marathon, which is coming up, just a couple days after this episode hits your ears. So all you have to do is go to geekcavepodcast.com. You can find the Extra Life link there. Still time to donate and get in on some great, fantabular prizes. But let's say you don't win any of those prizes through some just complete miscarriage of justice. We have a list of items that you can pick up for the geek in your life.
You all right there, Darren?
Nah, I'm just, it's early. I had a long night last night, and I don't know how to get words to come out of my word hole properly.
'Tis the season.
I, too, occasionally have a hard time with talking words good.
Since
words good, talking don't, I do.
Since the normal order is comics, games, movies, Justin, you have the floor.
Thank you. And for those of you who have been to my house, I also have the walls and the ceiling.
Now, see, freaking elitist just showing off.
Yes. So, the problem that I find when trying to find a gift for the geek in your life, whether they're a comic book geek, a movie geek, a game geek, a football geek, any kind of geek, because what's our tagline? Everyone's a geek for something. They already have the really specific stuff that they want. That being said, here's some off-the-wall things that will still elicit that ooh response from the geek in your life. And the first one is comic book pajama pants.
Ooh.
Exactly. Pajama pants are comfy. It doesn't have to be, just lounging around on whatever your weekend day happens to be in the morning. Hell, wear them all day. I don't care. I don't judge. I would if I could. And it doesn't have to be hero specific. If you know the geek in your life is a huge DC fan, well, guess what? You can find DC Comics pajama pants. You can find Marvel Comics pajama pants, and so on. And the nice thing is, because they're pajama pants and they're probably going to be big and comfy, they don't have to be the exact right size. Take a guess.
That's good.
They typically come with a drawstring if they're too big. Ta-da. next is a Unikeep collection storage album. So basically, this thing, and you can find it on Amazon, this thing is essentially a plastic hard shell binder that comes with individual pages for individual comic issues. So if your comic geek has a bunch of random issues that contain one storyline, but they don't have like the collected graphic novel, this is a great way to store it and protect it and display it on a shelf, because then you could just pull it out like a book, flip through the issues like a book, take them out, read them, put them back in.
A hard binder as opposed to a long box.
Yes. And you can put
sounds
the hard...
less sexy somehow.
Well, you can put the hard binder in your long box.
There it is.
There it is. I own two of them myself. One of them stores the entire run of Jason Todd from his appearance in Batman issue 404 or 405, something like that.
Wasn't found.
Lol. leading up to Death in the Family, because I have that graphic novel. So it's just it's a nice way to just keep them all together and just pull out the storyline. Thirdly, and I've used this on the podcast before, the book series of regrettable superheroes, villains, and sidekicks. Those are a fun gift to get, and just kind of, when you're just having a day, pull it off, flip to a random page, and go, wow, comics are weird.
Yeah.
You know, there, like I said, there's the heroes books, the hero book, the villains book, the sidekick book. So you can, they don't go in any order. Grab whichever one you can find, give it to them, and I'm sure the geek in your life will be ecstatic to learn about weird things in comic book history. And finally, speaking of Extra Life, if you donate $40 or more to our Extra Life campaign, you will get a custom sketch of your favorite comic book or cartoon character. And if you tell us, hey, I want, this is, you know, you have to tell us who you are when you donate, and if you put a note in there that this is a Christmas gift, I will make sure I get it done this year and get it out to you as soon as possible. I will forego the typical, some people would call it procrastination. I call it waiting for artistic inspiration.
There you go.
There you go. That's the thing. If you know your geek has a specific hero that they like, but you can't find something that they already have, I will make you something that they don't have. If you donate $40 or more to our Extra Life campaign, if you go to geekcavepodcast.com, click on the Extra Life button, do it this week when you hear this because time's running out.
All right.
Or do it next year, you know, when we do 2022.
Whenever. Either way, just donate. Whenever.
Yes, these suggestions do not expire. They are not void anywhere.
Oh, we were supposed to have comics that. Oh, sorry. Hold on, I gotta backspace some.
Well, while Chad does that, I have a couple of suggestions for the comic fan. If you're like me and you gave up on Spider-Man after one more day, because a lot of us did. You,
I gave up after Spider-Man 2.
Okay, fair.
I gave up after Spider-Man 3.
They've made a few collected editions of Amazing Spider-Man by Nick Spencer. This is a fantastic run that kind of reestablishes a few things. It doesn't completely restore the Spider-Man-Mary Jane relationship, but it gets pretty darn close. It introduces a new villain who you think is one person, but it turns out to be someone entirely out of left field. There's a lot of good stuff here. And also, Spidey and J. Jonah Jameson have a podcast together. And for that alone,
wait,
you need to pick up this run. Yes.
Okay, so Peter Parker and J. Jonah Jameson, or Spider-Man and J. Jonah Jameson?
Yes, like because JJ knows.
JJ knows. Now. Okay.
Yeah.
So when yes, they, on the billing of the podcast, is it Peter?
It's Spidey.
It's okay. So they bill this as Spider-Man and J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah, there's a fun little subplot where after Jameson finds out who Spider-Man is, he realizes how much of an a-hole he's been over Spider-Man's career. And now Jameson is going full hardcore, I need to fix this. So complete with sometimes hearing a noise at night and like going to Parker's apartment and be like, hey, put on your Spider-Man stuff. I think there's something you need to take care of. To, yeah. To
keep talking, I'm good.
To Jameson needs to reinvent himself for the new digital media age, and so his first podcast, he wants Spider-Man as his guest so he can talk about how great Spider-Man is and still somehow screws it up. It is a fantastic run. And again, that's Amazing Spider-Man by Nick Spencer.
I need a cigarette and I don't smoke. That was amazing.
Also, I want to recommend the original Batmobile patent art prints that you can find from the Lone Star Art Store. This is also available on Amazon. It's a set of four photos that essentially look like schematics for the Batmobile, but if they were filed with the U.S. Patent Office. And you can frame these, you can hang them in your man cave or woman cave, or I guess that'd be a she shed or whatever. And it's only $12 from Amazon right now, so that's a super great deal, especially if there's a Batman fan in your life that loves the Batmobile.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's all I got.
Chad, do you have any comic book gift ideas?
Oh, sure. Sure, sure, sure. So for anybody who's been listening to the podcast through the year, you know that I've been reading a fair amount of Japanese-style comic books called manga. And so I thought I would bring up some of those recommendations. So if your gift recipient is a fan of like action comedy with a bit of romantic undertones, I would heartily recommend Rurouni Kenshin. It's sold now in like this big version. So it's like three of the little books mushed together. Nice. And sold. If you're into like romantic comedies, then Fruits Basket or Ouran High School Host Club are both solid ideas. If you want something that's a little bit harder to follow, like this is not their first go round with manga, go with Trigun. The anime really kind of simplified things, but if you like the anime, then Trigun Maximum kind of picks up in that. And last but not least on the comic side of things, if Gremlins is your bag, like if you like the movie Gremlins and you like the world and you like that kind of dark, you know, let's teach a lesson using pets kind of thing, then I'd shoot with Pet Shop of Horrors. It can be a bit of a challenge to find, but it's also probably one of the best that's on this list in terms of storytelling.
Nice.
So.
All right.
Okay. So, well, a right. few comics I'd... ideas that are off of the Western, you know, pedestal.
I dig it. Thank you. Well, that's it for comics. So, Darren, you have the
Yo.
Whatever part of the house you want.
All right. So, coming in, jiggling the handle here for gaming. Welcome to the DTDF Guide. Thank you very much for being with us, and we apologize for the quality of the show so far. Anyway, I've got a few gaming suggestions, but first, I wanted to plug our Discord, which you can find a link to at DeepCavePodcast.com. And why am I plugging them? Well, because our Discord gave us some great gaming suggestions, and I figure we can go over some of those. Now, again, the Discord is absolutely free to join. It gives you an opportunity to chat with us and give us suggestions for the show and feedback. You can also find out first on the Discord when a new episode of the podcast is up. So all that stuff. It's free. It's a great way to just kind of hang out and mingle with us and your fellow geeks.
Yeah, because in addition to being the best smelling audience, you guys are fun.
Yeah. Jeremy had a couple gaming suggestions specifically for Switch users. One is for the portable gamer, the Hori Split Pad. This is essentially a replacement for your Joy-Cons that gives it the Switch more of a feel of a traditional pro-style controller. It's more ergonomic. It doesn't have gyroscope, so if you do the motion aiming stuff, it's not really going to work out for you. But if you like playing in handheld, but you don't want those tiny little Joy-Cons, this is a solution for you there. He also suggested the M Classic. It's an anti-aliasing device that will smooth your games out to a 4K look. That's pretty cool. It's essentially an upgrade for the Switch graphics card. You just plug it in and away you go. And it also works on old GameCube games, too, where you can just kind of like connect it and then take it off. Again, that is the M Classic. Great suggestions there. Also, Paul, who at this point may as well just be an honorary Deep Cave member, suggested a sub to Apple Arcade if you have an iPhone or iOS, because of there's a ton of great games there that have zero paywalls. It's similar to Game Pass, which is one of my suggestions. If you are an Xbox or PC gamer, you get a couple hundred games to play every month. You can download them and then play them at your leisure. I guarantee Game Pass has saved me money in some games that I was really interested in playing. I downloaded on Game Pass first and decided this is not for me in any way, shape, or form. And so it saved me from going out and either renting or buying that game. And again, they're constantly adding new stuff, especially the Microsoft-owned properties. A lot of those come to Game Pass day one. So as soon as you... As soon as it comes out, as soon as it's in stores, it's also available on Game Pass. So you don't even have to buy it or download it. It's just right there for you. Other than that, a couple of game suggestions. If you're a Switch owner, pick up Tetris Effect Connected. Tetris is awesome. It's one of the best games of all time. And this one it's trippy. It's got a lot of neat visuals. There's some challenges. There's new co-op and competitive online and local multiplayer modes. Hades is another good one that's available for pretty much everything. You defy the god of the dead as you hack and slash your way out of the underworld. It is probably one of the best action titles I have played this year. And I would round out with, if you're a PS5 or PS4 owner, Final Fantasy VII Remake. The collected edition now has the DLC with it on the PS5. It's still probably one of my favorite games of the year. I've went back and replayed through it twice after the initial playthrough, so I played through it three times, and it only came out in February. So definitely something that you should take a look at, even if you're not big into Final Fantasy, because it's not turn-based. It's kind of the action RPG type. So if you're not into turn-based, but you always wanted to know more about the story of Final Fantasy VII, there you go.
Nice.
We'll just keep going clockwise. So, Chad...
Well, and again, if you've been following along, you know that I've been doing a lot of demos, and a couple of those demos I've played full games of. So, on that realm, if you dig like a real low-key kind of game, like real low-key, When the Past Was Around, slow, story-based, almost like a point-and-click adventure. You know, it's a digital game, so... You have to do the cheat thing and get the gift card, but then like wrap the gift card up with a card that says, hey, use this to buy this. If you want something that, I didn't like it, but at the same time that I didn't like it, I could see its value would be the King of Seas, which was one of those games where it's like, it had two problems. It didn't have a mini map and it had difficulty spikes. But the world was beautiful, and the way that it set itself up was really cool, and character designs and all that stuff. So in terms of those games, there's this game, I'm surprised we haven't talked about it on the podcast, Immortals Fenyx Rising. I just finished that. It is fantastic. It's like a perfect mix of Assassin's Creed with Breath of the Wild.
I agree. I played it and loved it. I'm really surprised. I agree. I'm really surprised Darren hasn't mentioned it before.
You know, there's people who are listening to this to us for the first time that have no clue that this is a running gag.
But you know, that's kind of the thing, you know?
Yeah.
And that's really, it's a very comic-y kind of thing. I mean, no one goes back and reads all of the comics up to, what is it? What's Detective Comics at now for Batman? 1,120
something like that. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. No one's going back and reading all those,
right? Yeah, but
you
like know,
so you just jump in, and some of the jokes you don't get, and it's like, I want to know more about this. Hey, join the Discord and
was just
ask.
Say that.
Yeah,
but yeah, It just a few games. I mean, if you're VR specific, Paper Beast was probably the most fun I had in VR. Although Moss is objectively the better game.
Mm.
And but both of them would be very cool. So if you got a gamer, now I'm playing everything on the PlayStation. I suppose if you could find a PlayStation 5, you'd have a happy gift recipient, but good luck doing that.
Yeah.
This year.
You know, if you donate to Extra Life, you could get an Xbox Series S by Christmas.
What?
Yeah. All you have to do is go to deepcavepodcast.com, click on that Extra Life link at the top of the page, and donate, and one lucky winner. Now, you got to donate by November 6th. In fact, by midnight November 6th, I would say 12 a.m. November 6th, because we have to have all the the entries in so we can shuffle them. But yeah, during our marathon, November 5th and 6th, we're going to be drawing for a winner of an Xbox Series S and a custom Geek Cave themed controller.
That's probably a minimum donation, though, right?
No minimum donation.
Well,
what?
Technically, yes, $1.
$1, yeah.
Because that's the least that Extra Life will allow for donations.
Yeah, but you can afford $1.
Well, people afford lottery tickets every week, so.
Yeah. You've got a better shot at winning this.
By an order of magnitude.
All right. Well, those are some great suggestions, Chad. Justin, what you got?
A couple of tabletop games.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not a big video game player. While I do have a wide breadth of knowledge concerning games that if you listen to the standard-ish, the standard episode, you will hear some.
You'll get that joke, yeah.
Yeah. But one of the tabletop games that I really love is called Horrified. And I think all played it together. Basically, it is the universal monsters, Dracula, Frankenstein, Wolfman, Creature from the Black Lagoon, those monsters, they made a board game out of it where all the monsters are invading a town and you have to defeat them in order to save the town and the townspeople. The monsters play themselves, essentially. You draw a card, it tells you what the monsters do. You can play this game by yourself. It is 1 to 5 players. And that is really cool to me, because I've never played a board game where you can play it by yourself. So if you have a horror gamer geek in your life, look into that. Another board game is, and I didn't know this and my spouse didn't know this, but there is a Lord of the Rings board game. And they're coming out with their 10th anniversary edition, which means it's been around for a while and nobody knew about it. So if you have a Tolkien geek in your life, that's something to think about. And with shipping the way it is, it may not arrive, you know, subsequently, but, you know, get them a Gamefly gift pass or, you know, a gift card to Gamefly.
You know, you can win a gift certificate to Gamefly if you donate to Extra Life.
Really? I didn't know.
Yeah. All you have to do is go to deepcavepodcast.com, click on the Extra Life link at the top of the page, and donate any amount, $1 or more, and you're in the drawing. And someone's going to win 3 months of Gamefly pretty much on them as a thank you for supporting us.
Cool. That's all I got for game gifts.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, of course, if you want to submit your ideas, you can do so on social media, on Facebook. We're on Twitter. And Facebook, it's at Geek Cave. Twitter, it's at Geek Cave Podcast. You can also talk to Justin and Chad at Watch What Pod on Twitter. And of course, you can join us on Discord. Link is at deepcavepodcast.com as well. Keep the circle going. We're over to movies. Chad, you have the whatever.
Well, rattling the pots and pans in the kitchen over here, we will, what?
It's funny.
No,
I liked it.
Yeah.
We'll take a look at some movie things. So movie selection is such an intensely personal kind of thing, because as Justin and I have discovered throughout this year, sometimes movies that you remember just loving as a kid, you go back as an adult and go, huh.
Yeah.
Well, my nostalgia for this one was sorely lacking.
Well, this is special.
you know what? Thank you for your service movie I grew up with.
You shall be remembered fondly, because I don't want to remember you as you are now.
So it is. So it's a bit of a stretch to say, hey, get this movie or get that movie. So what I'm going to say is start out with something like Cinemaps. So Cinemaps is an atlas of movie locations. It's like it's a coffee table book. It's one of those like cool art books where you open it up and it's a map of a particular movie world. So like Springfield from The Simpsons, you know, you just open it up and there's all the stuff. It's a cool little gift. Now, for someone like me who likes to cook and is relegated to the kitchen most of the time, there's one out there called Eat What You Watch, which is it's a cookbook for foods that are featured in movies. You know, so when you watch Goodfellas and they're making the spaghetti and so forth in the prison, you got a recipe there. How do you make it like they made it? Okay. And of course, if you got a whole bunch of scratch, I mean, every home theater needs surround sound. I mean, if you got anywhere from $300 to $7,000 to spend, you could always go with a stereo receiver. Marantz is doing some exciting things. Onkyo, you know, Sony, if you're wanting to slum it. But this is the one. This is the gift idea that I think that everyone should get, even though it's movie theme, it's movie based. All right. It's only going to cost you $8, right? A Die Hard Christmas, the illustrated holiday classic.
Okay.
Because it matters not whether you are a fan of Die Hard as a Christmas movie or as not a Christmas movie. It's a Christmas movie.
It is.
It is just glorious to see, you know, John McClane in an illustrated children's style as he defends Nakatomi Plaza from the likes of Hans Gruber.
I have a diehard adult coloring book, and I haven't colored in it yet because I love it so much. I want to keep it as mm-hmm. pristine as possible. So, yeah, stuff like that is really cool.
So that's cool stuff. Now, in the specific realm of geekdom and so on and so forth, you can't go wrong with like Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn, the series. You know, it is hysterical.
Yeah.
It's not for kids. Do not think that because it is animated that you should give it to your 8-year-old, you know, nephew or niece. You know, it's not.
Let's make this absolutely clear. It is not for kids.
Get it for your 28-year-old niece or nephew. They'll love it. You know. And then stuff like that. I mean, there's always more Marvel stuff coming out. If you're listening to this, then you already know that stuff. So, Justin, did you have any ideas?
Yeah, I got a couple.
All right.
Movie-themed jigsaw puzzles.
Ooh.
This is venturing into music a little bit, but somebody gave me a David Bowie jigsaw puzzle where it's a collection of various album covers, and I framed it and hung it on the wall. It's great. And you can get them for, you know, anywhere online, whether it's Amazon, Kohl's, you know, anywhere. And it's not necessarily it can be a specific movie or a genre or whatever, but it's something different that by the end they'll have a piece of art movie related. It's cool. I like it. And they're not horribly expensive. The other thing is, if you have somebody who really loves movies, especially being able to stream movies, like you have that one friend who will sit in bed watching movies on their laptop or whatever, get them a decent set of wireless headphones.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's nice. You don't have to go horribly expensive, but something that's comfortable to wear and produces a good sound. They can wear the headphones and kind of immerse themselves a little bit more in whatever they're watching.
Darren?
You should check out something called Cinephile. It is a card game, and it basically allows you to tailor the game based on difficulty level. It's a card-based party game. It's a mixture of pop culture and film. There are multiple ways to play based on difficulty level, ranging from casual moviegoer to bona fide film nerd, with such questions as, you know, name some of Sean Connery's lesser-known films. What's Cate Blanchett's filmography? Steve Buscemi, what was one of his most memorable cameos? That kind of thing. And it's something that you can play both in person or over video chat. You only need one person who has a set of the cards to play. So it's a really neat idea. It's only $17.95 on Amazon, and it's available in most book and game stores as well. It's Cinephile. Highly recommend it.
Quick point of order. Sean Connery does not have any lesser-known films. They are all amazing.
No, not
well,
lesser
they can
appreciated.
All be amazing, but still be lesser-known.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I don't agree. Everybody should know everything from Zardoz and Darby O'Gill and the Little People to James Bond. Yes.
Well, a couple of things that we haven't mentioned yet on this segment. Lego.
Yes.
I'm surprised Justin didn't say it, but well, if you've got a movie geek, there is probably a Lego thing for that movie geek.
Going back to what I said in the comics, they probably already have the very specific stuff that they want. However, most Lego sets are going to be displayed, so you can take a quick note of what they have and find something they probably don't.
And at various price points.
Yes.
I mean, you can spend the $20 on, you know, the Harry Potter flying on the broom thing, or the $980 for the three-story Ghostbusters HQ. I mean, all manner and everything in between.
By the way, I, Justin, am still looking for, you know, that's a good gift idea for me.
Yeah, somebody who'll drop nearly $1,000 on a Lego kit for you.
Yes. I mean, I'm not suggesting the fans should do this, but if y'all pooled, you know, kind of one big gift from the fans to me, Darren and Chad could get a smaller gift. That's okay.
We recently reached 1,000 fans on our Facebook page, so if everybody gives a dollar.
See?
You know what else they could give that dollar to, though, Darren?
What, Chad?
Extra Life.
Yeah, you're
get
right.
Get out of town.
I will not get out of town. I am going to stay in this town. And I can't be less cool. I'm okay. Already as least cool as I can be. So, no, this is our last big push. You know, we're doing it like 3 days. We're going to be together, presumably, playing video games, raising money for Children's Miracle Network, and as a last big push, we need your help to do it. Those of you who've been sitting on the fence, who've been waiting for a sign, I'm holding up the sign up there, right next to the microphone, you know, so you can see it real clear. Yep. Donate to Extra Life. You know, for those who are wondering about prizes and so forth, we have gone over these prizes over and over and over again, but Shadowcast, you know, Xbox Series S, you know, all manner of gift cards and movies, the physical copy of Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which doesn't really exist very much.
No, it's limited.
Is super limited. You're not going to your local, you know, GameStop and just picking this up off the shelf. You know, you're getting it through us, but you're getting it with a donation. It's going to help with program. It helps kids. It helps families. We wouldn't be raising money for it if we didn't believe in it. And we have seen firsthand, all three of us, how much good the Children's Miracle Network puts into the world.
Absolutely.
So there's a big friendly button on our website, geekcavepodcast.com, and you click on that, and then it will bring you right to a page that has another big friendly button. And who doesn't like pressing big friendly buttons? A minimum donation of a dollar. That's what they've set. And at that dollar, you're in for every prize we got. You know? And if you give 40 or more, you know, Justin's going to, you know, draw you a sketch if you give us your name.
Yes.
If you give $1,000 or more, we're going to make Darren play whatever game that you say Darren should play, providing we can find it.
That's fair.
And the thing is we're pro his face while it's happening, just so that you can appreciate in full living color, you know, the torment or the glee. I mean, you don't have to be a jerk. You know, you already proved you're not a complete jerk by giving to Extra Life. You know, you could, you know what, recommend Immortals Phoenix Rising. He should play it.
He really should. I'm surprised he hasn't yet.
Oh, that's right. You did that like way back in like February, didn't you?
Something like that, yeah.
Huh. Where was I?
I have no freaking clue.
Probably cruising the Discord. I don't think we had the Discord back then.
Yeah, back
I was cruising a
it,
Discord.
Yes.
But yes, Extra Life Marathon, it's coming just a few days, and we're still trying to meet some of our goals. Help us out.
Yeah, absolutely. Big thank you to everyone who continues to listen. A big thank you to our sponsors for Extra Life, just in case we don't get around to mentioning them during the marathon, because it'll be 24 hours of gaming and we may be a little tired. So thank you to Shirtosaurus, Microsoft, Genki, Limited Run Games, and Warner Brothers. They're contributing a DC animation bundle of a couple of great animated films. And thanks to Amazon for hooking us up with... Yeah, the opportunity to offer the winner of one prize a $50 gift card of their choice. So that's pretty neat. And of course, all that details up at deepcavepodcast.com on the Extra Life button. Until we see you November 5th and 6th.
Did we mention Gamefly?
No, I didn't mention Gamefly. Good catch, Justin. Yeah, Gamefly also. I don't know why it didn't pop up on my list here. But yeah, we are giving away a three-month membership to Gamefly. And a big thank you to Gamefly for being one of our sponsors. Please don't be mad at me. Justin caught it. So shower him with praise or give him some Gamefly dollars or something. November 5th and 6th is the marathon.
Gamefly, because you don't always want to put on pants.
Follow us on social. Follow us on Twitch. We're getting close to affiliate status. We could, we'd love that. So follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/DeepCavePodcast, and you'll be able to watch the marathon on Twitch, Facebook, and our YouTube channel all simultaneously. So that's going to be really exciting. Hopefully we can make that happen. It looks like we'll be able to make it happen, but you know, technology is weird sometimes, but at least on the Twitch channel for sure. And on Facebook, most likely, twitch.tv/GQ podcast. So, gentlemen, I hope you all have wonderful holidays, and I hope we get to spend some time together during the holidays. And for our audience, please have a happy and safe holiday. Whatever it is you celebrate, make sure that you tell your friends and family about us. And remember, everyone's a geek for something.